What time do you want to finish today, actually?
11, the latest 11:10.
Oh, okay. We can go to about 11 o'clock. We'll just do one session all the way through, I think, and then we'll stop at 11.
Okay. 好，我们今天的课程到11点，所以我们中间不休息。
Okay. So let's begin by naming our sins to God the Father, as is our standard operating procedure.
好像一般的 SOP, 我们在课程的开始，我们要跟我们的天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time and opportunity that we have to study your word.
感谢天父让我们今天有这个时间跟这个机会来研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the power, the supernatural power that comes from the Holy Spirit and that comes from studying your scriptures.
我们感谢经由圣灵以及研读你的话语，我们能得到你所有的超能力。
And we pray that as we focus on the message today, that it would become truth in our soul.
我们祷告希望我们能够非常专注的学习，而能够让我们的灵魂得以提升。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember our lessons that we've been doing. Now this is a new subject called the Book of Life.
我们先大家都知道我们现在已经开始的这个主题叫做生命册。
Now it's going to be Revelation chapter 20, and you've got Revelation 20, 12, and Revelation 15. 2015.
我们先来回顾一下这个启示录的20章12节跟15节。
Okay, now actually we're going to come into these verses later on, but since you mentioned it, we can try to clarify it now.
现在呢 ,Tim 他要解释一下就是 Book of Works 跟 Book of Life, 就是有关我们在人世间的所做的工被记录在一个这个所谓的工作册中。然后呢我们的另外我们有一本属灵就是所有这个基督徒才有的会留名在 Book of Life 里面就是生命册里面。那这两本书的一个分辨那现在听要来解释。
And I think because what's important to understand is that there was really two kinds of works in life. You have all of the human works and then you have Christian works and they are very different.
好，我们先要了解，就是在我们人的生命一生中，我们所做的工呢，分成两种工，一种就是所谓的人的工，还有一个就是属灵的工。
Now, if we're talking about Christian works, the unbeliever cannot do Christian works because Christian works involves the filling of the Holy Spirit, and it has to be with correct motivation.
刚刚讲的说就一个是人的工还有一个就是所谓基督徒的工。那所谓非基督徒他们就是不相信耶稣基督的非基督徒呢他们是没有办法做到任何属灵的工。而属灵的工呢就是说没有办法做到基督徒的工。那基督徒的工是什么呢就是会包含我们会有这个圣灵充满的这些因着神的恩典让我们所做的工。
Yeah, it's also called Christian fruit or Christian production.
那这也是我们常常说的这个基督徒的属灵的果实，属灵的这个酒果，这个都是属于基督徒的工。
So this is John. He says, "I saw the dead. These are the unbelievers, because the unbelievers are dead people. That the believers are alive. But here we're seeing the dead. I saw the dead people."This is after what's called the resurrection of the dead.
好，我们先看一下英文的这个启示录二十章十二节。好，这边讲到就是说我看见死了的人。那这边所说的死的人讲的是那些非基督徒，他们不信的人。
And then he says, I saw the great, so you have the word megalos, which really means the great people, and the mikros, that's the small.So I saw great people and I saw small people, which means just normal people, common people.
The great people are also unbelievers.
Also unbelievers, but great in this case would mean people that were very famous in history. And maybe, you know, they were great. People looked up to them as even religious leaders. People that had done great things, great human things in history.
好，他所以这个金句是，如果翻成中文，他是说，我又看见死了的人，无论伟大弱小，也就是说，那些未信主的人呢，他们不论呢是非常的有名、非常有成就的啊，就是所谓的伟大的，或者是弱小的，就是比较没有成就的。
You look at the religious leaders, and whether it could be the Buddha or Muhammad.For a lot of people, these are great people. Now, we understand that they're very religious and they're involved in evil. But for many, many people, these are looked at as great people and they're very famous in history.
在这些历史上，我们可以看得到非常多这样子伟大却不属神的人，包括这个释迦牟尼啊，或穆罕默德啊，这些他们都是很具影响力的，那但是呢，他们却不属神。
And then we even have leaders in history that have the word the great after their name. For example, Alexander, he's often referred to as Alexander the Great.
就像另外呢，在这个政治领袖上面呢，亚历山大，一直都被称为伟大的亚历山大。
And you have these popes, you know, the popes of the Catholic Church. And when you listen to these people, you read their writings, you understand that really they're relying on good works, that they're not talking about salvation in Jesus Christ. So they are probably unsaved. But many people looked at these people as being great religious leaders.
而这些人呢，他们都可能是被称之为伟大的宗教领袖。但是呢，他们却不相信神的救恩。
Yeah, and you have leaders of political revolutions and social revolutions. These people were leaders because many other people saw them as great people.
那还有在这个整个历史上有非常多这个革命成功的伟大的政治人物啊，革命家们，这些都被称为非常伟大的人物。
Another person who a lot of people respect in history is Einstein, for example. And now Einstein would often talk about God, how God was the designer, he was the creator of the universe. He recognized that fact, but he didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He was a Jewish person, so I think he was relying on his Jewish heritage.
像这个爱因斯坦这个科学家爱因斯坦呢，他一直在他的很多的演讲中都有提到啊，对神的敬畏跟神是这个宇宙的创造者。但是听说从他所了解的啊，这个爱因斯坦还是因为他这个犹太人的信仰，他是不相信耶稣基督的。
Yeah, so yeah, you probably have people in your life as well, if they were great, but if they never believed in Jesus Christ, they will be standing here at the great white throne judgment.
所以呢，这些不相信耶稣基督的这些伟人们，跟一些或许没有那么有成就的一些其他的不信者啊，他们都死后都站在大白宝座前啊，等候着这个审判。
And then you have the small, there's these small people here, which is really just the common people, people that were just nameless in history, the average common people.
那另外呢，弱小呢，就是其实讲的也就是一般人啊。
And yeah, you know, this is regardless of whether they were good people or bad people, the Bible is really just saying that they were small, meaning they were insignificant.
所以说所谓的弱小其实意思也不是真的很弱，就是指的说他没有那么的大的影响力啊，就是不会在历史上留名。
Yeah, and really that's like 99% of the world's population.
大概 99.9% 的这个世界的人口大部分都应该称之为弱小了，按照这个说法的话。
Now we have these people, they were standing for God, and then the books were opened.
那他们呢都站在宝座前，然后呢他那个书册被展开。
Everybody in human history that never believed in Jesus at some stage, and this is a great white throne judgment, they're resurrected from the dead, they stand before God, and they're going to be judged, but they're going to have a fair trial.
而这些在所有的历史上曾经就已经死去的人呢，他们在死后到了某一天 到了这个大审判的时候呢，他们依然都会复活，然后要站在大白宝座前接受这个审判。
You have to remember God's characteristics, that God is just and he is righteous. And these are the characteristics required of a judge.
而就像我们圣经上告诉我们的这个神，神呢他是会审判，而且会是带的是公义，他是完全的公义，而且他是先要审判，他也有完全的公义，所以不要忘记他永远最终是要审判的。
And every person in history has to go through what we call this judicial process. They go through like the courtroom trial, which ultimately means they have to stand before the judge if they're guilty. And anybody that hasn't believed in Jesus is guilty. They will stand before a judge, and that's God.
因为所有的人不相信耶稣基督，他就是在一个有罪的状况，所以这个罪就是将会必须要在大白宝座前接受审判。
I'll give you this word I just mentioned here. This is called judicial process, and that means basically the process of the law. You see the word judicial, which really means about law, but we get the word judge from that, this word. What's happening here is judgment, it's a court case.
Judicial process, 就是一个审判的程序。那这个审判程序，这个 judicial, J-U-D-I-C-I-A-L, 就会衍生为 judge, J-U-D-E, 或者是 judgment, J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T, 就是所谓审判的程序。
And as we learn from our studies on the angelic conflict, we see that right from the beginning of human history, we are in a judicial process.
我们之前在讲这个属灵的征战里面就一直在提到说，我们整个人类从开始有人类开始，我们就已经进入了一个审判的程序中。
That includes from the beginning when Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God.He gave them a test. They disobeyed God. They were made sin. See, they became sinners. And so God judged them.
从亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面受到了这个测试，然后他们就失败了，好，就被这个撒旦诱惑了，然后他们其实就在伊甸园里，他们就得到就已经进入了一个审判的程序。
Yeah, and then we have verses which tell us that we are in Adam. The Bible says we have sinned in Adam, which means that we were part of that process because God knows that we would have sinned if we were in Adam's place.
那有圣经里有讲到说我们是在亚当里，就是也就是说在因为亚当是我们的祖先，亚当他的罪就已经让我们也看到我们将来的罪，那其实这个看到其实是神也理解说我们将会如果被摆在同样亚当他和夏娃的那个园子里，我们每个人都是会犯同样的罪，所以我们是在亚当中，就是其实是这个原罪是本来就在我们基因里的。
Yeah, and see, we have confirmation of that. This is 1 Corinthians 15:22. It says, for in Adam all died, which means all were judged. Death here means that you are separated from God.
就是经句里面讲说，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。这第一句就是在亚当里众人都死了。
Okay, so that's 1 Corinthians 15:22.
哥林多前书的15章22节。
Okay, and that actually says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all will be made alive.
就是当在亚当里众人都死了，所以这一句在亚当里就是刚刚讲的 in Adam.
And then you have another verse, I won't bring it up, but you can write this down. This is Romans 5:12. It talks about the same concept that we have died or we have been judged in Adam.
在罗马书五章十二节又讲到同样的话，保罗也再次的提醒我们，我们在亚当里死了。
But when you get to Revelation 20 verse 12 there, and it talks about how all of these people that they're coming before God, this is their final judgment. They have a chance to prove themselves.
They have the chance to prove themselves.
That's right, because when they're on trial, a fair judge will say, well, are you innocent or are you guilty? What is your, God knows they're guilty, in fact. God is giving them a chance to explain themselves and a chance to see the evidence.
But it seems like the trial is just for them to prove themselves, but they will fail. All of them will fail.
Of course they will fail, and that they will fail because they've rejected Jesus Christ. But God is still giving them the opportunity to understand why they are being judged.
But are they still have a chance to recognize Jesus Christ at that time?
They've always rejected Jesus Christ, even throughout their whole life.
But how about in front of the white room, can they change their mind?
Well, they could. And I'm sure that God would say that you could change your mind, but they don't. And we have verses, even when they're in the lake of fire, they still do not change their mind.
启示录20章12节 其实是在讲那些没有信的人不信耶稣基督的人他们在死后终于会被带到大白宝座前就是复活带到大白宝座前然后呢神会给他最后一次让他们对他们自己做辩护的机会所以他们呢会看到的就是生命的书册被展开
Yeah, just because people come face to face with God does not mean that they're going to, for some people that never quite believe the existence of God, now they might say, oh, God really is real. But even when they see his face, they're not going to be obedient to God.
而这些人呢,他们即使看到了耶稣基督,跟耶稣基督面对面,他们依然非常心硬的不会去承认耶稣基督。
Yeah, we know that 1/3 of the angels were created in heaven. They saw God. They saw the face of God. They were with God. They saw his grace. They saw what a great God he was. And still 1/3 of the angels rebelled against God. And said, we're not going to follow you. We're going to do our own thing.
我们或许会觉得很奇怪，为什么这些人他们这么看得到耶稣基督在审判他们，他们依然不相信呢？就很像当年那些天使们，他们是跟神在一起共处了那么久，但是却还是会有三分之一的天使会随着撒旦而堕落，所以这些天使们也一样，不能够这个顺服于神。
And remember, when these people are standing before God, they would have spent, some of them have spent thousands of years in torments. Remember, that's like the prison place. That's the place of holding where it's very hot, very dry. Remember the story of Lazarus and the wealthy man? The wealthy man, he was in what we call torments. And he's been suffering for thousands of years.
我们还记得曾经讲过就是在人死后呢那些人们会去到无底洞在无底洞里面就是用无止境的一个这个受到各种的刑罚那圣经里也有记载就是有一个很有钱的人他后来也进了无底洞然后他天天都在承受那些无法让人忍受的刑罚
And Satan himself, he will be locked upAt the moment, Satan is free. He's flying around, he's running around, he's doing his dirty work. But at some point, when Jesus Christ comes back, Satan will be locked up in the same kind of a prison for 1,000 years. But when he's released, he's not going to change his mind. He's still going to be very angry against God. He's going to be very bitter. He's going to hate God. He's not going to change his mind.
Sorry, you're talking about who?
And now I'm talking about Lucifer.But he's like an unbeliever. So Lucifer and the unbelievers, they have the same attitude.
But he will be in torment?
He goes into a place what's called the abyss. It's like torments. It's in a similar place. It's down in the middle of the earth in Hades. And he will be locked up for 1,000 years.
When Jesus comes back.
That's right.
而这个路西佛呢就是撒旦呢他当这个我们耶稣基督再回来开始了千禧年的这个整个地球的统治那个时候呢之所以地球可以有千禧年那么好的一个世代是因为到了那个时候撒旦就会被关到地底去那他在那里也一样是受到各种的刑罚
Yeah, and whether you talk about Lucifer or you talk about the unbelievers that are in torments, even after spending so much time in this place of suffering, When they come out of the great white throne judgment, they still don't change their mind. Now they're even more bitter and they're even more angry against God.
而这些我们要想象的是 这不只是路西佛撒旦好还有这些非信就是不信的人他们此后在这个地底下所受到的所有的刑罚这种非常痛苦的折磨之后千年以上的这个时间了当他们被最终被拉到大白宝座前要审判的时候他们依然是没有悔改依然是不信的
You can see the verses come up here. You've got Matthew 8:12, Matthew 13:42, and Matthew 13:50.
刚才 Tim 呢他去打用了一个 keywords 去找的叫 gnashing。gnashing 这个字呢是就是叫做有点咬牙切齿就是非常痛苦的那种咬牙切齿不是生气。他用这个字呢就找到很多这些人在地底下受苦的金句。马太福音的8章12节 ,13 章42节 ,13 章50节还有很多很多用到 gnashing 这个字你就会找到这个他们在地底下受苦受难的状况。
Okay, so, here we have, you can see the verses here, but they, again, they all say the same thing. We have these words, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他们呢都基本上都是用了同样的字就是 weeping and gnashing, 就是 weeping 就是哭泣啊 ,gnashing 就是咬牙切齿。
Yeah, and gnashing of teeth, that implies bitterness, that, you know, these people are very bitter, very angry, like they're snarling, and how could this happen to me, and God is so unfair.
所以这种就是哀哭切齿这四个字可以我们用中如果要去搜寻的话一样就是搜寻哀哭切齿你就可以想想这些人在地狱里面所受的痛苦跟那种咬牙切齿的那种很难过的状态。
Yeah. And who are these people? Well, Jesus is talking here. He says these are the sons of the kingdom. But he's not talking about God's kingdom. He's talking about Satan's kingdom.
而这些人是谁呢？这些哀哭切齿的人是谁呢？耶稣就有在当时在马太福音里面，他就有教导说，这些人就是这个国的民哈。那这个国是绝对不是神的国，就是撒旦的国。所以是他们这些人都是撒旦国的民。
You know, the Bible tells us there's quite a few passages which talks about the status, you know, the condition of these people and even the state of their soul. These people that are in places like torments and when they go to the lake of fire. But never once does the Bible say that these people will repent, which means that they'll accept that they're wrong and that God is right.
而这些人呢，这耶稣的教导就是他们都没有办法承认他们的错，也就是说他们不能够接受说他也不知道悔改说他做错了然后神是对的他们都不愿意承认这件事。
And that's not because God has fixed their volition. It's not because they cannot change their minds, but it's because they do not want to change their minds. They use their free will to stay negative to God, as they have always been negative.
而这些人并不是说他不能够改变他的想法而是他不愿他不愿意改变他的想法。
Yeah, they still have their free will. Whether you're alive or for the unbeliever when they're dead and they're in torments for the angels and even for these people when they're in the lake of fire, they still have their soul. Their soul is the place where the volition is and their volition is still operating.
而这些人呢他们呢都是不论在什么时候到了地狱里也一样当人间到地狱里到了甚至被送进火湖里了。他们都一样保有他们的魂而这个魂呢就是我们的自由意志的所在所以他们一直都还拥有自由意志可以决定他们要相信什么他们可以有自由意志来决定他们自己要怎么想所以他们其实是保持着他的魂到了最后受苦受难的时候都还有 保留他们的魂
Okay, so at this moment, you know, after they've been resurrected out from the middle of the earth, that's Hades or torments, the place they're in, then they stand before God and there was this judgment process.
所以呢，再回到这个刚才在讲的这个经句，就是 启示录二十章十二节啊，就是他们在这个他们死后复活，最终要站在大白宝座前接受整个的这个审判的时候呢，所有的书卷都打开了啊，众案卷展开了。并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。所以也就是说，他们在受审的时候呢，他生命中所有过程都被记录下来的啊，这些他的这些案就是卷宗啊，非常非常多，每一个人都有非常多的卷宗，因为我们一辈子所曾经发生、曾做过的事情都被记录下来。那其中这么多卷书里面，是有一卷是生命册。
Now, one thing you do have to realize, and this is regarding God's judicial process, the process of the court, is that these people have already been judged. So what's taking place at this here is not really, you know, this is not the judgment process. This is the final step in the judgment process. But the people, these unbelievers, have already been judged, that God has already said, you are wrong, and you will go to the lake of fire. He's already said that.
我们要了解这个站在大白宝座前的这一个审判、哦、不是他们死后复活的第一个审判，应该是一连串审判中的最后一站。也就是说他们其实从死后复活呢，已经开始了他的这个整个的审判过程，而他们已经被耶稣告诉他们、我们的基督已经跟他说你是错的，你为什么错，然后等等的这些过程都已经完成了，可是还有最后一站，就是在大白宝座前的最后的这一站，所以我们不要误会说这是第一站。
And this concept comes out right from the garden again. You go all the way back to the garden, and everybody has sinned in Adam. Not because of their, what they've done, the bad things that they've done, but because they were in Adam. But God knew that they would be disobedient to God if they were in the same situation as Adam. So everybody has been judged.
就像这个亚当哈，在伊甸园所犯错的时候，他就已经被神审判过，然后就告诉他你是有罪的。所以呢，这个审判呢，其实也像是在审判我们一样，因为我们都是在亚当中，我们都在亚当里，我们就等于是说我们的祖先亚当他就已经代表了我们都是会犯同样的错，会有同样的罪。
Yeah, wherever there is sin, God has to judge sin. As a just God, he cannot overlook the sin. He has to punish sin.
我们知道这个神是完全的公义的神，他是不能够不去审判那些不公义的罪。好，他每一个我们任何的一个罪，他都将会在神面前要被审判的。
And John 3:18, Jesus talking, he says, who believes on him, meaning the Son of God, is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already. See, condemned already. And the word here you have is kekriptai. This is the word for judge. And it's written in what we call the perfect tense. The R here represents perfect. So what that means is it's happened already. They have already been judged.
对，就像这个约翰福音的三章十八节里面呢，就很清楚的告诉我们，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神的独生子的名。所以这句话很清楚的说，信他的人就不会有罪了。但不信的人罪已经定了，也就是说如果你不信耶稣基督的话，你的罪其实是已经被定了，也就是你在人间的时候就已经被定了，那个是一个完成式，它不是到了这个死后复生的大白宝座前才被定罪的，我们其实这个人生的过程中就已经被定罪了。
In John chapter 3, Jesus talks about this quite a lot, and I think in John 3:36, you have this. You should be familiar with this verse. It says, he who believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God, that means his judgment, abides upon him. So he still has the wrath of God, the judgment of God is always going to be on him.
好，再看一下约翰福音三章三十六节，信子的人有永生，不信子的人不得见永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Okay, so going back again to Revelation chapter 12, these people are judged, they're standing before God, they have already been judged, and they're not going to change their mind.
所以呢，再回到这个启示录二十章十二节说，这些人呢，他们其实他们的罪是已经被审判，已经被定罪了。可是这些人，他们就是不会改变他们的主意。
Just to finish off, because I've only got 10 minutes here, but look how these people are being judged here at this point. You know, they have another chance to prove themselves. So God provides these books, which are called, it just says the books of works, but really said the things which are written in their books according to their works. And this is how they're going to be judged. They're judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works.
好，我们再回到这个经句里面讲到说，于是死了的人都凭着众案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。也就是说，他们呢，在大白宝座前的这个最后的一审，其实神也都看得见他们人世间所做的事。但是因为他们不信耶稣基督，所以即使他们在这个案卷里面看到的，他们曾做了非常多人认为是对的事，但因为他们的这个不信耶稣基督的罪，就让他们在生命册里除名。
Yeah, but what were their works? Well, the word for works in the Greek here, and this is you have the plural form, but it's ergon.Okay, so ergon here means works, and works just relates to, usually it's talking about good things, the things that are people doing. We usually say good works, it's not talking about their sins.
而这边前面讲到的这个所谓他生命册所记载的功，就是好的工作嘛，好的功，就是有成就的功，应该是就是好的功，所以我们把它称为 good works.
I'll just give you an example. Like we have the word in Matthew 5:16. And here it's talking about, it says your good works. So you have the word here, good works. This is talking about the Christian good works. So the word ergon here is being used for Christian works.
在马太福音5章16节呢，也有用到这个字，也是 ergon, E-R-G-O-N, 那希腊文的 ergon 就是 good works 的意思。那这个马太福音5章16节讲的是基督徒们所做的好的功。
Yeah, and we even have the word ergon used for Jesus Christ and Jesus' works. So he was doing good works. He was serving the Lord. That was works. And they use the word ergon.
所以像耶稣在人间所做的功也是被称之为 ergon, 都是好的功，都是属神的功。那这个属神的功呢，就是会要归荣耀于神。
Yeah, but the word by itself, it just means work. So it can be used in many different contexts.
所以 ergon 这个字大家理解了，它就是可以在很多地方都可以使用，只要是好的功都可以用，不管是属神或不属神，是属人属神的 ergon 好的功都可以用这个希腊字。
But of course here we're talking about unbelievers, so they cannot do good Christian works. They can do good human works, but this is not divine works. This is not God's works.
好，但是呢，我们这边在讲的是那些不属神的人，就是他不相信耶稣基督的人，所以他们所做的 ergon 就是 good works, 就是好的功呢，就只能代表的是人的功，而不是神的功，不是耶稣基督的功。
Yeah, and we have a term actually, Isaiah mentions this all the way back in Isaiah 64, and he talks about these religious works, but it's not divine religious works. These are works that are coming from human viewpoint.
以赛亚书60章40节也有讲到这个功，好的功，这个好的功呢，在以赛亚书60章4节所说的是，也是指的是人的功，就是不属神的功。
Okay, so you know, these are like what we call religious works, because people are trying to please God through their works, through their good works, through their religious works.
以赛亚书60章4节所谈的功呢，则是宗教的功，就是 religious 的，是宗教的，这个神并不爱宗教的功，他不喜欢我们因着宗教而去做那些他们认为是神会喜悦的功，那并不会让神所喜悦。
Yeah, and Isaiah says, we are all as the unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses. See, we're not talking about God's righteousness. God's righteousness is perfect. Here he's talking about the human kind of righteousness which we try to produce from our own works. They are as a menstruation cloth. Usually they don't translate the word as menstruation cloth. Usually they say dirty rags or something, but this is the direct translation, menstruation cloth.
好，我们先那个刚修改一下，是以赛亚书64章第6节。这边说，我们都像不洁净的人，我们一切的所谓义行，在你面前只像月经的布块，我们都像叶子枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。就说这我们所做的这些所谓的义行，如果不属神，那这些就是属于人的功，而不是属神的功，不是属基督的功。那这些功呢，对于在神国的这个判定上面来讲，就很像月经时用的布块啊，就古时候是用布来做这个月经的事情。那这个词是用得很直接了。那我们很多圣经现在都把它只是讲个不洁的事啊，不洁的事物，但实际上它用的是用这个月经的布块。
So we use terms like human righteousness, which comes from religion, and it makes a person self-righteous. Or we should just say self-righteous, where people think, I am good, I am right before God even. They say, you know, God will let me into heaven because I've been a good person. I helped the old ladies and I helped the orphans and I gave money to charity.
我们要知道这个人的公义不是神的公义，那人的公义常常是来自于我们误会我们做这种所谓宗教性的行为就是一个公义，或者是我们自认为是自义，就是 self-righteous， 就是自以为义，简称为自义。自以为义的这些义行呢，你以为是神的功，对不起，它是人的功。
Yeah, so in the book of Revelation, when it gets to chapter 20:12, it's talking about these people being judged out of the books of their works. It's talking about their good works, their religious works that they're trying to use to please God.
所以呢，在创世纪20章12节所说的啊，这个在大白宝座前这些书册全部摊开来，就是把我们人自以为义的这些人的功呢，也都记载的这些书册上面，好，但是这些书册上面记载的再多，他也没有办法救这个不信的人。
So these people are saying, God, I don't deserve to go to the lake of fire. And God says, well, what have you done? And they say, well, I was a good person. So God will show them in the books of works and say, well, yeah, you did some good things.
好，所以这个在大白宝座前的这个状态呢，就是呢，这些不信的人站在耶稣面前，然后跟耶稣说，我不应该受死，我不应该送到火湖去烧死，因为我在人世间做的是个好人。那耶稣就很仁慈的说，那你做了些什么呢？所以就打开了这些卷宗，就看到他在做人的时候所行的所谓人好人在做的所有的功。
And some of these people, their works, they have many, many works, many good things they did. Maybe they were very religious people. Maybe they didn't do so many sins. Remember, all the sins were punished on Jesus Christ. So God's not even going to talk about sins. But they have many good things that they did, thinking that that would get them to heaven.
而这些人呢，他们就你会打开看到他们的书册，你都会惊讶于他们做了多少好事啊，就是真的是太多了。那但是这些好事呢，都是人好人，就是一个非信主的人他认为的好人所做的事。那你会发现这个书册里面是没有记载他们的罪的，因为所有的罪不论是信主的人或不信主的人，他们的罪都已经被耶稣基督在十字架上承担了。
Yeah, you have to realize many people reject Jesus Christ because they think they don't need Jesus. They think they're good enough because of their good works.
很多人他们都以为哦，他不需要相信耶稣基督，因为他们是个好人，他已经做了好事，他已经就是所有的行为都是符合这个好人好事的标准，所以他不需要耶稣基督来拯救，耶稣基督来承担他的罪，因为他觉得他自己没有罪。
And you have other people, they might have been bad people all their life and they never even thought about God, but they get to this point in time before God and now they're trying to think of all the good things they did and they might have done some good things and they will be in the books of works.
那也有一些那种非常坏的大坏蛋哦，他一辈子做尽坏事，他都没想过耶稣基督，也没想过要做好事。但是当他站在大白宝座前的时候，他开始在想他的人世间曾经做过什么好事。他结果呢，发现这个书册也的确啊有记载他那些做过的好事。
Yeah, but for all of these people, the great people and the small people, whether they were good or bad from a human viewpoint, all of their works that are in the books here, they are being judged against them. These works say, you did not believe in Jesus Christ, you do not have God's righteousness, you deserve to go to the lake of fire.
而这些书册所记的呢，都是从人的观点来评判的好事，好人好事。那但是因为他们不相信耶稣基督，所以他们就会在大白宝座前中要被判决，他必须被送去火湖了。
And because their name is not in the book of life, it means they never believed in Jesus Christ, they will be thrown in the lake of fire.
而这些人呢，他们的名字就不会被记载在生命册里。因为他们不相信耶稣基督，那在生命册里除没有名字的人，哦，他们就是被得要送进火湖了。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this message of truth, which helps us to see clearly the process of the Great White Throne Judgment.
感谢天父教导我们，让我们知道在大白宝座前的这审判的过程。
We give thanks that we will never have to be before the great white throne because we have believed in your son, Jesus Christ.
因为因着我们相信神你的儿子耶稣基督，我们感谢我们是不需要站在大白宝座前接受审判。
We also pray for courage and wisdom when we have to give the gospel message to unbelievers in order that they too can be saved.
我们也要祷告求主给我们这样的勇气，让我们能够为那些不信的人带领他们，给将福音带给他们，让他们能够相信耶稣基督。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.